Bertrand Russell, May 18, 1872 to February 2, 1970, was born in Monmouthshire into one of the most prominent aristocratic families in Britain. Russell was a philosopher, logician, mathematician, historian, prominent anti-war activist, and an outspoken opponent of nuclear weapons. In 1950, Russell was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. The following is a 1959 speech on nuclear disarmament.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure to have this opportunity to address this very great and important gathering. I find it reassuring in looking about this Congress to see that there are so many people who do not desire the extermination of the human race. I did not know there were so many in the world. It's a comfort. The present Congress, which has met in spite of unexpected obstacles, is an encouragement to all who wish to avert nuclear disaster. As yet, the danger to which the human race is exposed has not been sufficiently widely realized. It must be the business of all who think as we do to spread a knowledge of the facts and of the dire possibilities as widely as lies within our power. The duty which lies before us is not an easy one. It is not enough to abstain from supporting nuclear armaments, or to advocate measures which, however desirable, have no chance of acceptance. What we have to do is not merely to abstain from participating in what we consider evil. We have to work actively for the creation of such a state of opinion and such new institutions.